for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey,
what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have like a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that that I can access?
That'll literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. Very good. She's very good.
And friendship. Aww. New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Listen up, thrillers. A quick note. Tonight's Devious Audio Delight contains adult content and language, including graphic violence.
Ominous thrill.
April, 1984, Silver Falls, New York.
Options, and now I have to.
Oh, come on, Stace. You got into the one school you really wanted.
Morgan, how's that better than you getting into two schools?
Because only one is for me. The other is for them.
I can hear you sketching. What you drawing?
It's embarrassing.
Oh, now you have to share.
Trevor, maybe?
Ooh, Trevor.
Don't tell.
Is he?
Stacy.
My lips are sealed.
Promise.
Swear.
Morgan, dinner.
So, what microwave treat awaits tonight?
It's Sunday, so they might have actually used the oven.
Wow, fancy. Full report at free period tomorrow, and you gotta show me the Trevor nudes.
Come on, Morgan, let's go.
Gotta go now, Stace.
Bye.
Later. Can you get the dishes, please? Sure, Mom. Shake and bake. Again, it's good and it's quick.
We could put another hungry man in the microwave.
Haha. Too funny, Dad. Stacy's parents both work, too, and they still, like, cook.
This is cooking. Okay. So, we have 30 days to make a deposit on tuition.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to make travel plans, settle your housing, and then...
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, MIT, right? Morgan, can you stop sketching? We're trying to talk to you. Brown.
I thought we settled this. MIT, for engineering.
You settled that. I want to join the art program at Brown.
You can still keep your art interest on the side.
Art interest? Dad, this is all I think about. It's all I want to do.
We know, darling. Your talent is obvious.
Right. It is.
I had a similar choice to make when I was your age.
So you've said.
Morgan, your scores.
You're so smart. And art, it's just not a career. If I'm so smart, my art can be whatever I make of it.
Same with engineering. Who knows where it can take you?
Oh, really? Like you two? Morgan, you're both degreed up the ass and living in this podunk town surrounded by resentful hicks.
Stop that. Don't disparage our work or the people here. Not everyone is like that.
Tell me this is where you expected your degrees would land you, hmm? Here?
We made the choice to be here, Morgan. For the
top secret government lab, blah, blah. Everyone in town knows what you do at Maple.
Morgan.
Atomic power propulsion. Big whoop. Why be all James Bond about it?
You know we can't talk about the work.
Why couldn't you find the work in New York City or Boston or any other place living in 1984 instead of 1954?
That's enough. We only want the best for you.
Yeah. Long as it's the same as what was best for you, right?
You'll have more choices with an engineering degree. You can always keep art as a hobby.
Like you?
That's right.
Hmm. So when's the last time you sketched anything, not for work?
Morgan, that's not fair.
Fair? What's not fair is for you to expect me to be like you. I love my... Whoa! What was that?
Sounded like a transformer blew down the street or...
Sounded further away.
Could be kids setting off M80s or a car backfired.
Should you call someone? The police or...
I'd hate to busy the line if someone really needs help.
She's right. Just call it in.
Call the police? You sure?
Daniel.
Okay.
Morgan, are you okay?
Yeah. Just startled, I guess.
I know. Me too. It's okay.
Yeah.
Ah, line's busy. Guess others are calling it in.
Okay, well, we can talk about college later, but we need to talk about it soon, okay?
Mom, nothing is going to change my... Shit!
That wasn't a transformer.
No, too big.
What's happening?
Not sure, honey. Just stay calm, okay? It sounded far enough away, so...
Maybe the TV will have something.
Try the radio. The news station might have it sooner.
Right. Damn it, Morgan! How many times have I told you to put this back the way you found it?
Sorry. Must have forgot.
And numerous reports of a series of booming sounds in Silver Falls. We have no official confirmation, but the reports indicate police activity in the vicinity of the Mitchell Atomic Power Laboratory.
Nicole, should we go in?
No!
It said police were near the lab, not at the lab. They'll call us if they need us.
Yeah, okay.
This isn't like 3 Mile Island, is it?
No, honey. It's not a power station.
It's not the same. Yeah. I'll try the police again.
Try the lab. Maybe someone there can tell us something.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, while your dad's doing that, let's clean up, okay? Just keep our mind...
Shit! You're sure this isn't a meltdown?
Morgan, stop it. You know better.
The lines, it just went dead. Nothing.
Well, maybe there's more news.
The station was right there. Did you change it?
No, I just turned up the volume, swear.
Let me try. Listen.
Oh, shit. Who could that be?
Maybe it's the authorities.
Daniel, look. Outside.
Not good. Not good!
Morgan, stop. They're just scared.
But why are they here? At our house?
I'll handle it.
Daniel, be careful.
It's Ned from down the street. Hey, Ned. How can I help you, all?
You hear them blasts?
Yeah, kind of hard to miss.
Right. Any idea what that was?
No. Thought maybe a power transformer blew up.
Yeah. We all still got power, though, so...
Right.
News saying it's out there at Maple, the atomic labs.
Oh, really? Well, our radio isn't...
That's where you work, right? You and,
Nicole. Yeah, we both work there.
Right. So we came to the right place. See?
Ned, I'm not sure I can help you with...
So, what was it? Them blasts?
I'm not sure exactly.
Because we're all a bit worried here, with blasts and atomic labs and all.
Oh, well, you don't have to worry about that.
Is this gonna be like that Three Mile Island thing? The meltdown?
No, not at all. We were just explaining to our daughter that it's not a power station.
You know, we've been pretty accommodating to y'all and whatever it is you're doing out there. Damn mosquitoes. Come out earlier every year.
Is everything okay, Daniel?
Yeah, we're fine. Just catching up, Ned and I.
So now, we need you to return the kindness. Tell us what's really going on in our town.
We don't have any information.
The way I see it, you know what they do out there at the labs. That means you can tell us what's happening.
Ned, it's a government facility, so even if I had...
Well, my government doesn't keep secrets from citizens, just enemies.
Okay, but that's not really how it works.
Are you saying we're the enemy?
I'm not saying that. It's just...
Gotcha, you little shit.
Ned.
How about we go inside, you and me? You can tell me what's happening. And then I can tell all these fine folks there ain't nothing to worry about.
I don't have answers to share with you.
I insist.
Ned.
Oh, I'll only be a short bit. If you're helpful. Let's go.
What's going on?
Stay calm now. No need to get fussed. Danny boy, go and close that door. You two, go sit on the couch over there.
Ned, please, let's just talk about this for a second.
And you, sit down right there. Keep your hands out on the table where I can see. What's this thing? TV or something?
No, that's a... Computer.
Computer? In your house?
It's for Morgan's homework and our work.
So does this thing know what's going on out there?
No. It would need the phone line to connect, and the line is...
Then blasts. It's nuclear, isn't it?
It's not likely, so I don't think so, no.
Ain't that your job? Thinking?
We're not at the lab, and we haven't been able to get information on the radio or...
How'd the
anything.
Radio go out all of a sudden? Something's in the air. Am I right?
It's possible there was some kind of interference in the ionosphere.
Listen, talking to you. Just be quiet while the men talk this out.
Is this for real right now? Honey, please.
Listen to your mama, girl.
It's fine, honey. It's fine.
I don't know what's happening these days. In my house, women know their place.
Sorry, it's just...
When I was growing up here, y'all knew your place. Call it progress now. You know, when that bastard Governor Mitchell sold a bill of goods on putting that lab here and all the jobs it'd make for Silver Falls, what he didn't say was how it would flood our town with all these newcomers. The Indians, the Asians. You.
Ned, I'm
And
not...
here you are, hiding things, dangerous things. From the good people that made this place their home for decades. It ain't right.
Listen, we're not hiding anything. We don't know what's happening.
Really? Nothing popping into that big brain of yours?
We don't have any real information. We can only guess.
It best you start your guessing, then.
Hey, are you okay? Can I get you some water, or...
Sit back down! I got scared people out there. And here you are, cool as a cucumber.
We're being cool, man, because we don't know where or what those noises are.
Explosions! Admit it!
We don't know that exactly.
Stop treating me like I'm stupid! We know it was at the plant.
It's a lab.
And whatever it is, you're experimenting with out there.
Are you sure I can't get you some water?
Tell me what you did to my town, or the little one gets a new hole.
No! It's okay, honey. It's okay.
Ned, please, point the gun back here, okay? Back at me! Look at me!
You make this happen! This is your fault! This is all your fault!
Morgan, be careful!
I got it! What's wrong with him?
Ned! Can you hear me? He's choking!
Daniel, let him be! Oh, shit! Oh, my God! What is that, Daniel?
Oh, shit!
Daniel, are you okay?
He bit me in the leg!
What is that thing?
We have to leave now!
There's people outside!
It's all your fault!
Get out of the way! Morgan, get back!
It's all your
fault! Morgan, I hit it!
Come on!
Where?
The basement!
No way!
It's the safest place! We have to go! Now! Come on!
All your fault!
How bad is it?
I'm fine. It's small. It's just a scratch.
What is that thing?
I don't know. It happened too fast.
We all just saw that, right?
Yeah, yes, darling. We did. Right, Nicole? Nicole?
What?
Any ideas?
I can't say.
Are you serious?
You can't say because you don't know?
Mom!
I think...
Nicole? Do you know what that is upstairs?
I've never seen it react like that.
What are you talking about?
Oh, shit.
That bigoted piece of shit was right? You're hiding things?
For God's sake, what is going on right now?
I can't. It's national security.
What? We're cleared.
Above your level.
Above my... We have the same clearance.
No. No, Daniel, we don't.
What? Since when?
Since we came here. It's why I chose to come here.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Mom, what are you talking about?
Shh. Come over here. So, explain?
All right. I've been working with an object.
What kind of object?
In 78, a meteor came down in the Arctic. The U.S. had been tracking it and sent a research and recovery team, but when they got to the site, the Soviets were already there, flag planted, fully armed. There was a conflict, and the Soviets shot the Americans.
Oh, shit.
So the U.S. responded with our own armed team. There was a standoff of sorts in the Arctic for months. But in the end, both sides agreed to split the meteor equally.
And the U.S. half of the meteor is here in Silver Falls?
At Mitchell Lab. Yeah.
I can't believe this.
Why?
It contained a new radioactive element not on the periodic table. It changes things rapidly. Radically.
Holy shit, Nicole.
All my work is based on it.
And so what They're making weapons out of it?
My role is exploring propulsion opportunities, but most likely, yes, that too.
You dragged us to this shithole town to make bioweapons?
It's not bio, it's atomic, and I'm not making weapons. Listen, we've never seen anything like this. It's the opportunity of a lifetime.
Nicole,
to just...
stop. Just stop.
So how do these Hicks know about it?
They don't know anything. They're just making up stories.
Well, none of their stories is more fucked than what's in our kitchen right now.
I know.
I can't believe you never told me any of this.
Please, Daniel, you know how this works.
So what do we do? How do we kill it?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Hey, I'm not feeling great.
What's wrong? Daniel, what's happening? Talk to me.
It's like...
No, Dad!
Morgan, no, stay back!
Dad!
I can't help.
Daniel, stay with me. Stay with me.
Nikki, don't let this happen to me.
No.
Dad, please, no.
We're finding a way out of this.
The gun.
No!
Daniel, please, there has to be another way.
Don't let me turn like that. Nikki, please.
Mom, we have to get help. Come on.
No, dear. Your father's right. Give me the gun.
No! I won't let you do this!
It's the only way. Please, give it to me.
I love you both. So much. It's okay. Morgan, I love you. I'm sorry.
No, look away.
No! Mom, don't do this!
Look away, sweetheart. I love you, Daniel, forever.
Mom, stop! Don't! No! No, no!
I'm sorry, sweetheart. I'm sorry.
It's still alive.
Stay away from it.
Return to your homes for shelter at once. Return to your homes for shelter now.
Down here.
Are you Nicole Bryant?
That's right.
I need to get you to the shelter. All the medical team is going there. Is your husband Daniel with you?
No.
I'm going around to the front. Meet me there.
No, wait! Shit!
Mom?
To the shelter.
What about the police car out front? It should be running, right?
We have to get to it.
We have to try.
Come on. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, it's clear.
Sketchbook. I can't leave it.
Okay, look. The driver's door is open. Do you see that?
Yeah.
I want you to run as fast as you can to it. Get in and slide right over to the passenger side. Can you do that?
What about you?
I'll be right behind you, okay?
Okay, yeah.
As fast as you can.
Mom?
I love you. Go. Now!
Car 3, this car!
Car 3! you going to answer them?
Plan 3, meet him. This is dispatch. Are you there? Over.
Maybe they can help.
I don't think so, honey.
Mom!
This is car 3.
Car 3, who is speaking?
This is Nicole. Brian, can you tell me what's happened?
Where is Officer Meacham?
He's gone.
What do you mean, gone?
He didn't make it.
I can't reach any of my officers or the sheriff. Do you know where they are?
Oh, shit. Mom!
No. You should go home. Be with your family.
Miss, you need to bring that patrol car to the station right now. Confirm.
I can't. I'm sorry. Go be safe. Okay, be safe.
Miss,
does that mean all the police are—
Probably. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Are we gonna turn into those squid things?
Oh, Morgan, honey. Your dad, he got bit. You're not bit, are you?
I don't think so. No. What about Ned? What bit him?
I'm not sure.
Where are we going?
The shelter. It's another 10 miles or so.
You knew this could happen, didn't you?
Morgan, it's science. There's always the chance of accidents. Mistakes.
Mistakes? Like choosing to live here?
If not me, then someone else. It's just how it works.
But we wouldn't be here right now. And Dad would still be alive.
Yeah. I know. I know.
Why? Why did you need to work on that stupid rock anyway?
I just had to. I was drawn to it like you are with art. I can't explain it. It just is.
I was never going to feel that about engineering. Especially not now.
How about you scan the radio, okay?
Yeah. There's nothing. How is that possible?
See if there's a shortwave.
Yeah, there is.
Lower. Tune lower.
I'm not getting anything.
Wait. Put that back to where it was. The tone.
Okay. This? Mom?
We don't have much time.
Mom, what are you doing?
We have to get as far away as possible.
Why? What is that?
Turn it off.
What is that, some kind of code?
Yeah.
For what?
Extreme emergency event.
From the lab? Your lab?
The meteor, the explosions must have dispersed it, or...
What does that mean?
It means what happened to your dad is happening everywhere.
Oh, shit. So, what happens now?
Well, containment.
Like what? Roadblocks, or...?
No. Armed jets. They probably already launched from Hancock Field in Syracuse.
They're going to bomb us?
They have to raise the area to stop it from spreading.
How far?
From Maple, a 25-mile radius at least.
How can they do that? Everyone lives here. What about all the people?
That's why we need to get as far away as fast as we can.
What about Stacy? All my friends?
Morgan, listen. Only 10 more miles, okay? We have to keep moving and... Still.
Okay.
Don't make a sound, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Good job, honey. You did great.
Is everything like that now?
Mutated. Yeah, it will be if they don't stop it.
We have to get back on the road. Shit. Shit, come on, start. Shit, we can run. We have to. Mom, we have to run.
No, honey, there isn't enough time.
Yes, we can. We have to. We can't just sit here. Come on. Morgan, stop. Mom.
Please.
Come on, hurry.
Come back. Come back, honey. Get in the car.
What are we doing?
We don't have much time.
We can still get away.
Morgan.
What?
Here.
My sketchbook?
Listen to me. I was wrong.
Oh, Mom.
I know how much you love this. Your art.
We don't have to do this.
I need you to hear this. I wanted to follow my art too. But I was too afraid. So I chose what I thought was safest.
Mom.
And then I projected my old fears onto you. I'm so, so sorry, sweetheart. Look. Look, do you remember drawing this one?
Your face was glowing.
I was so proud of you. You captured it beautifully.
I loved how you were looking at me.
The date says March 3rd.
The day I got accepted.
Yeah. At Brown.
I love you, Mom.
I love you so much, Morgan.
Try. Try the car, please, Mom. Try.
Okay. Okay.
Yes! You did it! You did it! Let's go!
Yes!
Let's go!
Yes!
Silver Falls. Created, written, directed, and sound designed by Jeff Schmidt. Starring Trafina Wade as Nicole, Exenia Scott as Morgan, Oscar Jordan as Daniel, John D. Michaels as Ned. Additional voices from Logan Digma as Stacy, Maganda Marie as Dispatcher, Crawford Roberts as Radio Announcer, Meredith Nudo as Pleading Mother. If you like what you've heard, please give us a 5-star rating and a positive review. It encourages others to listen. Follow or subscribe to Ominous Thrill to get our next Devious Audio Delight for free. To learn more, including how you can support the making of Ominous Thrill, visit ominousthrill.com. Until next time, thrill you later.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Meet Pia Casely, a journalist with a nose for a good story.
Do you know who the last person to interview Julie Capson was? Me.
Meet Brenda Bentley, a dogged detective with a case she can't let go.
Nobody came closer than I did, and that's why I was kicked off the force.
Together, they solve the cold cases no one else can.
That's when things got weird. And we haven't even gotten to the torso yet.
If they don't kill each other first, that is.
Well, you've got another thing coming.
You know, I think it's you got another thing coming.
Or perhaps there's something else between them.
Well, if the feeling's mutual,
call it a mutual feeling.
Arden, a podcast about crime, romance, and everything else. Season 1 and 2 now available. Brought to you by Wayface Industries. The good people.